revived.
Sankirtan. So, he was the really the seventh Goswami. He wrote so many books, and when Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati came, he published all the books which we have. He wrote on notes on Goswami's books. He translated into Bangla from Sanskrit. So, if Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was not there, from where you have come? In this line. One branch from Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati came to West, and his throats are everywhere. And that is Swami Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. So we have come in that line. We should not forget that we are in the same line. So we should honor this disciplic order and all Vaishnavas. Those who are not honoring, giving honor, I think that they are foolish persons. They cannot have bhakti. And those who are following their orders, that don't go to any Vaishnava, don't see Srimad Bhagavatam and anything, I think all things are very bad. So we should be in the line of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was in the line of Gadadhar Pandit. Who was he? He was Srimati Radhika and herself, Gadadhar Pandit. He has come to see and watch, taking my mood and beauty, Krishna. Is he playing well or not? To watch and guard. And where he is done anything wrong. Like a teacher, like a master. Him watching always. That taking my beauty and my word, how Krishna is playing role. And if there was any mistake, at once he gives to rectify. So Gadadhar Pandit is. He used to live with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri in last days. He promised that I will not be out of Puri.
Chhetra Sanyas.
That is called Chhetra Sanyas. Renounce order of Chhetra. Chhetra means sthan. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that I am going to Vrindavan, so Navadvip Dham. Because there was only way to come to Vrindavan. From Jagannath Puri to Bengal, and by the side of Ganges, we can go to Prayag, and from Prayag to Vrindavan. This was only the way by on foot. He told that I will also go. So you should not go. Because your Kshetra Sannyas will be
destroyed.
So I want that you should be here. So he said that my life will go with you and this body will be here. You will see. He began to walk with him, and a brahmachari was there. He used to think in his mind that I am making this road very good, because hundreds and thousands and lakh persons were going with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, singing and dancing Hare Krishna. He used to make very pakka built road,
concrete
road, and both sides of beautiful trees of mangoes and kadamba tree, tamal tree, and all other trees with fruits, and so good shade. Up till Rajmahal, Raj,
Ramkeli.
It went on so good. But after that he was trying to
meditate,
but no meditation. He tired hard, but oh, then he will not go after that place. I think. Mani, he used to think. Gadadhar Pandit then came with him some distance. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that you should not go again
further.
If he'll go, it is my kya hai, my sir ki shapat se kah raha. But mera shapat hai, mat jao.
Sir ka sogand hai.
Kya hai?
Swear. Swear.
Jare jo se bolo sabhi log sunay.
I swear that please don't go ahead with me.
No, it's not.
Kya? Main shapat khata hu. Mera shapat hai, tum mat jao aage. Mat badho. Kya hai? Tum bolo. You can translate in English. Mera sir ki shapat hai, tum mat jao.
He wants to say that if he goes, then Mahaprabhu's head will, I mean, he will die. Mahaprabhu will die. Like
no,
that.
No.
Shapat hai. Then it fell flat, no sense at all. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left him and went. Very pathetic scene was there. All began to weep. Then anyhow, the devotees, Raya Ramananda and all took him, Gadadhar, anyhow, and they brought them return to Puri again. But जब तक वो वहाँ पर थे वृंदावन में तब तक ये बेहोश जैसे पड़े रहे, न खाया न पिया न कुछ किया. क्या always determined him. That is why when he Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Vrindavan, he was only some days, 10 days or 15 days in Vrindavan. And he was crying here, so he could not remain there. He at once returned from there. And one day, Gadadhar Pandit was there in Puri, in Tota Gopinath. Have you gone there? Then you can imagine. There is a place where only sands are there of sea. Very deep sand. So one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting and Gadadhar Pandit was explaining Srimad Bhagavat with a very loud, very melodious sound. Varaha pidam natavarabapu karnayo karnikaram vibhradavasah kanaka kapitam vajayanti shamalam Arandhrana venuradhar sudhaya purayan gopa brindai brindarannam sabadaramanam prabhishatageta kirti. And explaining in such a way that both were weeping each other. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that, I want to give you something. Can you keep that thing? Yes. Anything you will give, I will keep it very honorably. He did something.
Sand.
Moved the sand. And a very beautiful deity of Gopinath came out. As long as the earth. About 3 feet.
Three and a half feet.
Like us. And he saw. He gave it to Gadadhar. He became so happy. Still now that Gopinath is there in Vrindavan,
Puri.
And then, in the last, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to go from this world. He went in the temple and met in that deity. And he was never seen again. Gadadhar Pandit? Then Gadadhar Pandit, weeping and weeping, he becomes senseless, and after some days he also left his body and he went. Sarat Damodar also left this world. All the Parikas, gradually they left this world. Raghunath Goswami became hopeless. Weeping and weeping, he went to Vrindavan in the shelter of Rupa Sanatan Goswami. They saved him, otherwise he was going to
jump
from Govardhan and to jump in Jamuna and to give his body. So Gadadhar Pandit, today his disappearance day, we should pray him to get the bhakti bindu, even a drop, a sprinkle of Gadadhar mercy and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in the same line. So we should try to serve both by beautiful bona fide bhakti. In first process we can have Radha and Krishna service and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, following Rupa Goswami and Jiva Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Bhakti Rasami Sindhu Ujjal Nandini and all the books, and Srimad Bhagavat also. He has written his book, last book, is Jaiva Dharma. Very beautiful. I have translated in Hindi and I am trying to translate in English so that it can be available for all. From very beginning to last Mahabhava, everything is there. How it can be practiced, bhakti? What is bhakti really? We don't know that what is bhakti. How to develop of bhakti more? Now, in a day, we want only money. Not advancing our hearts and making others' hearts as a mandir. What Bhaktivinoda Thakur has come to give this, and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami and our Gurudev. We are not hankering from money. It will make our bhakti ruin. Everything comes automatically. We should try to develop out this thing, bhakti. What is called bhakti, we should know. What is bhakti? Bhaktivinoda Thakur has also told that anna abhilashita sunya jnana karma adhi anabhritam ankulnena krishna anusidanam bhakti ruttama. Don't try to be repaid by bhakti. No abhilasha, no desire, requirement,
desire.
No worldly desire or any desire. Only the mood will be that I will serve by tan, man, vacha. Three things: by words, by mind, and by this body. All indriyas we can serve Krishna. Like gopis, I have told you yesterday perhaps three modes: sakha, vasalya, and madhurbhava. This is Shuddha Bhakti. We should try to follow by these things and develop our Shraddha to Nishtha, Nishtha to Ruchi, Ruchi to Asakti, and Asakti to Bhav. But this end, in this physical body, we cannot do anything more than that, Rati or Bhav. After that, Sachidanandamaya Sharir will come, and then we will enter into Krishna Bhakti realm there in Braja. So we are young, or we have energy, we are not old persons. Krishna is so merciful to us. So in this body we should try to develop bhakti. जब तक शरीर में प्राण है, जब तक शरीर में शक्ति है, जब तक हम कुछ कर सकते हैं, बूढ़े नहीं हो गए, अंधे लंगड़े नहीं हो गए, उसके पहले ही कर लो, नहीं तो मर जाना है, शरीर भी साथ में नहीं जाएगा. एक मिनट भी इसके लिए लूज मत करो, इधर उधर में मत कुछ डिजायर करो, वो अपने आप आ जाएगा, जो कुछ होना है आएगा. इसलिए भक्ति के लिए प्रयास करो. शुद्ध भक्ति कहाँ मिलेगी? ऐसा शुद्ध बोनाफाइड साधु संग कहाँ मिलेगा? और नहीं पछताते, हाथ मलते रह जाएंगे. इसलिए शुद्ध रूप में भक्ति करने की चेष्टा करें. खोजिए ये कहां पर शुद्ध वैष्णव है, एकांतिक शुद्ध भक्ति कहां मिलेगी? सर्वधर्मानुपत्तिज्माम एकम शरण, उस कृष्ण के शरणागत हो. आज यहीं तक रहे, 12:30 बज गया है, यहीं तक रह करके गौर प्रेमानंदे. Then we will again tomorrow, we will try to read Chaitanya Charitamrita. I should now